hope you guys just have a great rest of your day, your night, your week, whenever you may be listening to this. But that was this week's episode of She Talks, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to She Talks. It's Ale. And it's actually kind of insane that, not even insane, it's amazing that we're back here. Insane for me because it's quite literally been like 8 months. Oh my God, that's crazy. It's been like 8 months since I last recorded a podcast episode. And it's funny because I feel like the last few episodes, I was like, you guys, I was gone for a while, but we're going to be back and we're going to be making more episodes and, you know, whatever. And I feel like I just be saying the same shit every time. Like, guys, I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back. And then I was actually like, gone for a really long time. And I actually looked back just now at 2024's podcast episodes, and I literally uploaded two episodes. I uploaded one for the She Talks anniversary, as always, and then also another one in April. So they weren't even like back to back. They were like months apart. And then after April, that was it. And there's a lot of catching up we need to do. So welcome back to She Talks, not only for you, but for myself. We're all back. For those of you that are new listening to me, hi, I'm Ale. And maybe that's what we should do. We should do a little reintroduction and also catch you guys up to what's going on right now. So for those of you who are new, or those of you who need to be a little bit, get a little reminder, a little refresher of what we're here to do, I'll share. So I started this podcast in 2020, January, COVID time, because growing up, I always was looking for like an older sister figure in my life to get advice from and to confide in. And obviously, like growing up, I've always had such great friends and family that surround me, but I was always just like needing a person who just fully understood exactly what I was going through, or even if they didn't fully understand, they've gone through similar situations and we can just talk things out. And you know, growing up, especially when you're younger, like wanting to share things with friends could sometimes be awkward depending on the situation. I know growing up, like, it was just, we're all going through so many different things, and at like the, in your teenage years, you don't understand that your friends are also going through the same shit and that you guys can all talk about it. Like, obviously there's so much we did talk about with my friends, but there's also just things like about growing up that you want to talk about, and maybe your friends don't want to talk about it, or maybe your friends do want to talk about it, whatever the case was. But I was always just kind of seeking an older sister figure, and I love my mom, but she's like the only like girl in my immediate family, like my family of five, that I had growing up with. And obviously, like, I have my aunts, my uncles, everybody, you know, I love my family. I'm very close to my family, for those of you who know. But I was just looking for an older sister figure. I was looking for just someone to confide in. And now that I'm older and I've grown up a little bit more, I mean, I've also learned so much more about life. And I, like, my mom's like literally my, one of my best friends, like, to this day. So like, I talk to her about literally everything, and like, same thing with all my friends. Like, I talk to them about so much about my life and seek their advice and talk things out. But at that age, when I was younger, around like 16, 17, those teenage years, I was just kind of in my head about a lot of things and kept a lot of things inside. And it kind of just carried on with me, just keeping things, building them up inside of me until I was about like 19. And when I was 19, I just grew this newfound confidence, and it started like my freshman year of college. I was really growing out of my shell. I was really, for those of you who know me, you probably are like, Ale, you've never had a shell. No, like, I, to an extent, like, the people I was close to, I was super just who I am now, but I feel like there was just parts of me, I was still kind of shy growing up. And when I was like 18, 19 was really when I was breaking out of the shell, and I was really stepping into this confidence about myself. And I always had confidence in my personality and my work ethic, but it was just like very quiet confidence I had. And I just grew so much more 18, 19 years old when I was developing the idea for She Talks. And then I finally, it was New Year's Day of 2020. I told my family that my New Year's resolution was I was going to start a podcast, and I didn't care if zero people listened. I didn't even care if my mom was the only listener. I was going to do this, and I was going to do it because it's something I wanted to do. And I stuck with it. And it's honestly been such a beautiful thing that I've had in my life. The amount of people to this day, even though last year I like did not upload as much, even to this day though, I get people coming to me telling me that they listen to my podcast, or just them resonating with anything about my podcast, makes my heart feel so full. Because at the end of the day, like, this podcast was, I started it for myself. I started it for me, but the ability for my podcast to touch other people and inspire other people and just comfort other people is something that I always dreamt of. And the fact that that has become a reality is something that really just warms my heart and really makes me feel so happy and so fulfilled. So thank you to all of you who listen and that support me, my friends, my family, everybody. Even if I don't know you, we're friends. You're part of this community and I'm here for you. And I'm so happy you're here. Literally sounds like, you know, sorority recruitment where they're like, we've waited all year for you. That's literally how I feel with my podcast. Like, I've waited so long for you. sounds creepy, but I swear it's not. Okay, sorry, one sec, water break. Anyways, so that's a little refresher. That's how She Talks kind of came to be. I was seeking this like podcast. I was seeking this older sister figure, and that's what I hope to serve to be, whether I'm an older sister, a younger sister, I'm in between, or I'm just somebody that, even if you don't agree with a single word I say, at least me speaking to you is going to make you more certain about your life and about your beliefs and whatnot. So in some way, shape, or form, we've helped each other out. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to come and sit and listen to me talk. And a little backstory as to why this podcast is called She Talks was, when I was developing the idea for this podcast, I remember I was working a retail job at the time, and it was COVID, so it was online school and I was living at home working this retail job. And for y'all who know me, I'm a talker. Like, I love to yap, I love to chat. I've been that way since I was a child. Like, it's just who I am. And at this retail job, I would talk to all my coworkers. I would always be getting in trouble for talking to people. Whether, like, if it was customers, I could get away with it because they're a customer, you know? But I used to always get caught, like, on the walkies being like, Ale, you talk too much. Like, oh my God, Ale talks too much. You're talking too much. And I remember whenever we'd get new people that, like, that would start working at my retail job, they used to get told by my manager, like, okay, but watch out for Ale because she talks too much. Or I would just get told, like, ugh, Ale, you talk too much. She talks too much. And those words were just thrown around so much, like, she talks too much. She talks too much. And for those of you that also know me, I love when somebody kind of tries to say something about me, if it's like, maybe they mean it negatively, but it, A, kind of just makes me more confident about myself, but also makes me love that part about myself so much more in a weird way. I don't know how to explain it, but that's just like who I am. And so when this old manager of mine used to say, she talks too much, she talks too much, I loved that. I loved the fact that, like, that is something that someone could define me as, is like, I talk too much, and I'm grateful for that. And I love that. I take that as like a gift. Like, yes, I have the ability to talk to people and connect with people, and that I love to do that. So I took that negative and I turned it to a positive, and I was like, well, yeah, I talk too much. Of course I do. That's all I do. And that's kind of how She Talks came to be. Was, I just loved She Talks because that's all this podcast really serves to do, is I'm just here blabbing and I'm just here to yap and I'm here to chit chat and talk about my thoughts, my feelings. And another thing is, I don't edit my episodes. There are some episodes where sometimes there's like little mistakes that happen here and there, but I usually will leave it in. Like, plenty of times my parents have come into my bedroom and checked on me or talked to me, or I'll get a phone call, or I'll hiccup, or like I take a sip of water or whatever. I stutter, whatever the case may be. But I want to leave all of that in because I really want you guys to know that this is a conversation that we're having. Obviously, I can't hear you on the other side, but I'm here for you. And I want this to be as authentic as possible, and that I'm not perfect and buttoned up every single time I'm talking to people. I stutter, I mess up, I flip my words, whatever the case may be. I'm a human being too. And that's just the authentic nature of this podcast. And I want you to know that this is a genuine conversation, and these are my genuine thoughts and my feelings. There are times where I will edit something. I mean, sometimes I will catch myself rambling about, like, I will literally be saying the same thing over and over again, and maybe I'll cut it out, but I tend to like leave it in the episode bio that this episode is edited or whatnot. But I really just try to upload everything I'm saying, because sometimes when I'm listening to a podcast and they're like, oh my God, I was talking for 2 hours and here's our 40-minute episode, I'm like, well, what if something in that 2 hours was something I really resonated with, you know? And so that's why I like to keep everything in, because there could be one thing that I say that I might think is irrelevant or doesn't fit the conversation or whatever, but it might resonate with one of you, and one of you may feel seen or heard or validated from that. And so that's why I like to keep everything in. And also, I want you to know that we are all human beings. We're not perfect in any means of any way. And I don't know, I just feel like by editing my episodes, I'm trying to make this as perfect and polished as it can be, but that's not what I'm here to do. In a world where everything is so filtered and perfected on social media, like, yes, of course I put like my best foot forward on socials and whatnot, but I want this space to be something that isn't polished, that is imperfect, that is authentic, that's genuine, as if you were sitting here right next to me and we're enjoying a glass of wine and just chit-chatting. So that's She Talks. That's a little bit about us here. Just me, my one-man show, one-woman show. And I also record on my iPhone. I learned my freshman year of college, I used to actually be a film major, but I learned my freshman year of college in my audio production class that I had to take from a major, that your iPhone's microphone is actually such a great quality. Because think about it, our iPhones are really developed, very high-tech phones, and my audio production professor had told us that when in doubt, if we couldn't rent a microphone from the school, that we should just use our iPhone because it's honestly a better microphone. And I remember like recording things on our school's like really nice microphones and then recording something on my voice memos on my iPhone, and how A, you can't even tell the difference, but B, sometimes my iPhone's quality was way better. So it's just me, literally I'm sitting in my room, I sit next to this little coffee table in my bedroom, and I just talk to you guys through my phone, like we're literally on a phone call. But that's She Talks. And for any of you that are new, welcome. And for any of you who have been with me, whether it's been from the start, the middle, right now, whatever the case may be, welcome back. And let's dive in. So first of all, 5 years of She Talks. She Talks was born on January 3rd. I want to believe of 2020. So it is the 5th birthday. Even though we didn't really upload a lot last year, it's fine. She Talks is still 5 years old. But let's talk about it all. And like I mentioned earlier, the last episode I did was actually in April of 2024, where I talked about post-grad and the feelings of navigating that. But I know after that episode, I was like, I really want to come back and speak to this podcast authentically. And I just feel like last year was a whirlwind. It was my first full year being post-grad and really just trying to find myself in all of this newness that comes with graduating. Like, I'd finally had found myself in college and I'd found my college self, but then graduating is a whole shift. Like, obviously I'm still majority the same person, but I've grown a lot and I've learned so much and I've gone through a lot of different things since then. And I have new perspectives on things. So I really wanted to come back because I loved my episode about post-grad, but I was also like, I'm only a few months post-grad and I just don't have like a full view and a full encapsulation of what this period of my life is. And I really wanted to dive in and spend that time with me and not, you know, I was like so stressed about what am I going to talk about in the podcast? Like, I'm trying to navigate this, but like, I don't even have my head wrapped around something. And normally that's what these episodes are, is I'm not fully wrapped my head around a topic and I'm just speaking from the heart. But I was really in this creative rut where I was lacking the motivation for the podcast, which was really hard for me too, because this is a resource and an outlet that I've loved and I've always felt so safe and happy with. And I was just frustrated that I didn't have this creative, like, mind for it at the time. So I was like, you know what? I think I just need to spend time with me and just learn more about what Ale likes again and find my footing again in this new season of life, and then come back with a fresh set of eyes and a fresh mind. And towards the end of 2024, I was really coming up with great ideas. I remember literally this happened like a few weeks ago. I was on a run and I just got this like literally rush of creative ideas for She Talks. And I stopped running and I started walking and I was like writing all these things down on my phone. And those episodes are to come. But I'm really just finding my footing again and I'm just feeling really great about it. And I had a great year last year, and I think it was really a part of me diving into the things I love and trying new things and doing different things. And I'm just going to give you guys, before I just keep rambling about it, let's give you a little 2024 wrapped. So first, I obviously, as you guys know, I've had a little corporate girly job, which I love, since, what is it, June of 2023. So about like a year and a half now. Oh my God. Yeah. A year and a half now. I've had my little corporate working girly job. And last year really wanted to dive into my career, and I still am. And I will continue to do so. And I'm so glad I really dove into my career last year and really worked to just find my footing there, because I love it. And I've really come to understand how much I love the public relations industry. For those of you who don't know, I work in public relations. I'm a publicist. And I love my job, and I love learning. I love growing. I've learned so much. I've made mistakes. I've grown from them. I've had successes. And I really love the work I do now. And I've loved the work I've been able to do. And a beautiful part of that is, I mean, so many of you know, I love helping people and I love talking to people. I mean, obviously here we are listening to my podcast, as you are, and I'm recording it. But I really love just sharing my experiences with people. And so I think that was also why I felt like I was continuing to do my podcast last year, because throughout the year, I've actually had, and still to this day, I have students reach out to me who want to talk to me about my job. And that is like the greatest honor of it all, because I really, really am so happy that I can be an outlet and a resource to students who are preparing to enter the workforce and give them my honest advice and give them my insight and talk to them about like how I've found my footing and how I love my job and how I've realized that this is the industry I'm meant to be in. And so I've had so many talks with so many amazing and talented, hardworking students, and I'm really grateful to have had that and had those mentoring opportunities. And that came with this job, this role, this job that I found this love in also came with me sharing that love with others and motivating students and also having them ask me questions and also me look more introspectively about my career. And, you know, I've even been asked like, oh, like, why do you stay in this industry? And those are the questions I love to get asked, because then I can really share about why I love my work and why I love what I do. And then it continues to reassure me that I am in the right place for myself. And I'm really grateful and lucky to have this opportunity in front of me and to be working somewhere that I'm motivated and I'm passionate about and I'm happy about. And so that was a big part of 2024, was really diving into my career and continuing to do so this year. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm really incredibly lucky to have had the opportunities that I've had and to continue with these opportunities. And that was just a great part of 2024. So that's our first part of our wrapped. Another thing was also navigating the work-life balance of it all. So for those of you who don't know, which I can do an entirely separate episode on this, but I actually live 2.5 hours with traffic outside of my job. My job is based in LA and I live outside of LA, but with traffic, it takes me about like 2.5 hours to get to work. And so that's also been something I've been navigating, is just, you know, finding this new routine, because I was always so used to living so close to school and living so close to my jobs and living so close to like everything that I need. And now I've had this, you know, I've had to really restructure my lifestyle and my routines, you know. I go into the office twice a week, which is lovely. And I'm so grateful that my job like is a hybrid situation as well, that I can do this, you know, and continue like driving into work and being in person with my colleagues, but also being able to like fulfill my requirements like all around the clock. But essentially what I do is I go in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but Monday nights I have a very strict after work routine. I work out, I have dinner, I go get gas, I shower, and I like blow out my hair for the next morning, so I have one less thing to worry about. And I have to be in bed but no later than like 9 o'clock. Obviously I'm not in bed every night by 9, because I can't go to bed till kind of late, I guess. Even though I get really tired, I just like can't doze off. And then the next morning I wake up at 4:30 a.m. and I do that twice a week. And then I'll drive 2.5 hours to work, and then I'm at work, and then I work my 8 hours during the day, and then I drive 2.5 hours back home. And one thing about me is I really do love drives. I love long drives. So it's honestly been something I've been able to enjoy because it's given me the opportunity to call my friends and catch up with my friends. I also just like talk to my mom majority of the time. Like I'll literally leave her from my house at like 5 a.m. and then we're on the phone like the entire drive to work and the same thing home. But I've been able to talk to my friends and listen to new music. I forgot what my like Apple Music replay minutes were, but I had so many minutes of music listened to. It was like, oh my God, it was a lot. I forgot the exact number, but I've listened to a lot of music and a lot of new music. But just getting that time to like be with me and just like unplug from my phone too has been really great. And obviously, I mean, I'm not like a superhuman. Like obviously, like there are days where that drive is tiring. I mean, waking up at 4:30 in the morning and then driving 2.5 hours and then working and then doing the same thing back home. Like there are days where I'm tired, but once, like I mentioned earlier, I really love my job and I'm really passionate about the work that I produce and what I get to do every day, that's my motivation. And that's why whenever I'm talking to students too about my work, I'm like, you'll know you found what you love when you are excited to go do this thing. And no matter what, you're excited to get there and do it. And like for me, like other people would see the driving as an obstacle. And if someone didn't like what they were doing, they wouldn't continue to do that time and time again. But I mean, I've been doing this for 1.5 years now and I still love my job and I love the work I get to do. I love where I work. I'm very passionate about it. And so the drive to me is nothing. It's just something I have to do to go and do the thing I love. So it's like I said, there are days where I'm very tired and thankfully like I can work from home some days. And so like, that's fine. So I find the balance in it, but like finding that balance, you know, like restructuring my routine to go to bed early, to wake up early, and then to have all these things prepared because I was never like a meal prepper. I was never like, you know, I'm so used to living so close to all the things that I need, like my work, my school, job, everything. Like, so having to restructure like this whole routine was something very new to me. And I'm really glad that I gave myself the time to do that because now I got my routine down to a science and I love it and I find peace in it. Almost like the mornings are just such a sacred time for me and I love it and I love my drives. Being able to just like talk to my friends and like talk to my mom and my dad, like my family, and just also just like being, having time for me and then listening to new music, new artists, podcasts, whatever the case may be. Like it's really been a great time. And it's also gotten me so much more comfortable with driving, especially in LA. Like there's just like some parts of LA I don't like driving in because it's so crazy and hectic, but I feel like I've just gotten like my defensive driving skills have improved immensely. I've always been a good driver, but I feel like I've improved a lot too. So yeah, that was a whole other part. Another thing was friendships and just navigating making new friends and like finding the beauty of that and really enjoying like building new friendships this past year. And then also like working to see my current friends and the people that I love too. I mean, a lot of my weekends this past year were me driving to different cities to see different friends or hosting friends at my house. And like, that was just such a fun and a beautiful experience. And being able to really like dive into my friendships this past year has also been something I've really enjoyed. And 1 second, I need a water break because I'm talking so much. I also catch myself probably talking really fast. So apologies, guys, if my words are lumping together. Maybe just rewind me and then slow me down a little bit. But anyways, really just having a fun year of friendships and spending time with my friends and making new friends and just having that time to enjoy with people that you trust and you're comfortable with and that you love has been such a beautiful thing. And also I've traveled to new places this past year. I went to Spain this past summer with one of my best friends from high school, Claire Perez. Shout out Claire, if you're listening, I love you so much. But being able to go and experience this new country with her and her family was such a beautiful experience. It was truly, oh my God, you guys, I think about Spain all the time and Claire and I talk about it and I miss that summer so much. And it was just such a beautiful and wonderful experience being able to like appreciate somewhere new. And I saw this quote recently on Pinterest when I was building my vision board for this next year, for 2025, the year we're currently in. And it was a quote that said, like, I said, I love the places that make you forget about your problems. Or actually, I'm actually going to pick you guys up and we're going to walk over to my vision board and I'm actually going to read the quote for you directly because I think it's really important. Okay, we're at the vision board. Where is it? Oh, found it. It says, I like the places that make you realize how tiny you and your problems are. And I found that quote and I immediately was like, okay, I need this on my vision board, because that is quite literally how I felt when I was in Spain. I was just walking around and realized that there's so many silly little things that I was worrying about or stressed about. And now here I'm in this beautiful country, seeing nature and these animals and the ocean and just the people I was surrounded with too. Like, there's everything. It really opened my eyes and made me, A, realize how lucky and blessed and grateful I am for this life that I was given and this life I get to live and the things that I get to do every day. And also just realizing how there's little things that we worry about, or they seem so big in the moment and we stress out about them because we're human beings, and that's fine. Like, there's going to be things that are going to stress us out. We're going to experience stress. We're going to experience anger and distraught and happiness and sadness and every emotion. We're human beings, and it's, that's completely normal. But it's so beautiful to be somewhere that reminds you that the little things that you're stressing out about are not serious, but also to remind yourself to appreciate the little things that you get to do in life that you may think is redundant, but you have to remind yourself that you get to do that. Like, just being able to everything, like being able to move your body and wake up every morning and just see new things, be with the people you love, and just be where you're at and being present. Really going to Spain, just having that experience, just reminded me of all of that. And so that was just such a beautiful thing. But that's like a goal of mine this year, is to continue traveling to new places and stepping outside my comfort zone, no matter what the case may be, but reminding myself that, like, sometimes, yes, of course, things are going to stress us out, but also remember that we're humans, and it's okay to have feelings, and it's okay to feel a certain way, but to use those experiences to grow from them, because if you never bleed, you're never going to grow. And we need experiences and to experience different emotions and whatnot in order to grow, in order to change. Because if life was perfect and everything was easy, how boring would that be? And how would we grow? How would we become, like, individuals, and how we become complex and beautiful people, you know what I mean? So that was just a whole other chapter too. I learned a lot this last year. I grew a lot. I cried a lot. I screamed a lot. I jumped up and down a lot. I smiled a lot. I did everything. And it was just such a beautiful year. And I'm really grateful from all I learned this past year. And I just really caught myself so much last year, smiling, realizing how my dreams were coming true. So many, like, last year was just a big year of happiness. And like I said, of course, there were times where I was so hard on myself and I felt like I was at my lowest and I was just struggling and going through different things. But at the end of the day, like I always tell you guys, at the end of the day, as long as you love who you are and you remind yourself that your life is something so beautiful and so sacred, and that you get to live this beautiful life and that you love your life, that's what matters. But if at the end of the day, maybe there's something about your life that you're not really loving, then that's your reminder to change it and to go out there and fix it, because you create the change that you want in your life. And you also dictate what's happening in your life. If you're thinking a certain way, that's what's going to happen. Whatever you speak into existence and think into existence is going to come into your life. So why not speak into existence and think into existence the things that you really want in your life and work towards those changes? Because if you're not willing to work hard for changes or work for the things you want in life, then you may not achieve them. So at the end of the day, being grateful for what we have, but also working for what we want, that's just a big thing I also learned last year. But I was just very happy last year, and it was just so great being able to feel that and realize how my dreams were coming true, and to really enjoy the little things in life and not take things for granted, and use instances where you feel like you're struggling and you feel like you're in a tough time, using that as a moment to remind yourself that this is building character and this is growing, and this is what life is about, is to experience new things and to grow from it and to build character and continue being who you are. But last year was a very big year for me. And I also dove into having hobbies, because like I said, After graduating, I really wanted to find myself again. I mean, there were so many hobbies and things I liked to do at school, but they were like, I was involved in clubs or my sorority, or I had my part-time job, or I had workout classes and I had all this stuff. And yes, some things stay the same, but when you graduate from school, like, I mean, obviously, like, your work can have clubs too. Like, there were things at work that I invested my time into, you know, like different clubs at my work, but also there's only so much that you can join, you know, in your work. And it was also just finding things in your life outside of, like the things that you're already involved in, finding other new things to learn about and to dive into. So for me last year, I really like spent time learning about running and diving into running and becoming a runner. And now it's an outlet for me that I love. And I love to go on runs. And whether it's a long distance or a short distance, going on a run is something so peaceful to me, and it's how I find my zen. And I also learned and I picked up tennis with my parents, and I would go play tennis like weekly with my parents. And it's something that we still do now. We haven't played so much in the last couple months, but it's something that we still can go do, and I'm learning and I'm having fun with it. I also not taught myself how to read. I obviously know how to read, but taught myself how to fall in love with reading and to find books that I love and genres that I love, and also read new genres and read new things and find a love and a peace in reading. Because as a child, I did not like to read at all. I despised it. I was like, why am I going to sit here and read? Like, this is boring, blah, blah, blah. And then now, though, this past year, I really spent the time to find books that I loved. And now I love to read. And it's like another goal of mine this year is to continue reading and continue diving in to like pushing myself to read new genres and read new, try out new authors, stray away from what I'm used to reading, you know? And I spend a lot of time at Barnes & Noble, which I love because the people at Barnes & Noble slay. If you work at Barnes & Noble, you have a great job, okay? Shout out to the girly at my local Barnes & Noble. She put me on the author Abby Jimenez. If you guys love romance books, read Abby Jimenez's books. I would recommend reading Just for the Summer first. It is actually sitting in front of me. But it is my favorite book. I think, honestly, it's my favorite book right now, like, that I've read. I love Abby Jimenez's writing style. Literally, a quote from this book is, that's another thing I got into this past year was painting. And I'm not, like, a super talented artist, but I have a creative mind when it comes to things. And just being able to paint and, like, put my creativity to use in a fun way has in like a leisurely way too has been a really great thing. But this quote from one of Abby Jimenez's books, Just for the Summer, I literally put it on this painting in my room, and it's like one of my favorite quotes. And so just finding these things that I liked to do, or I was wanting to learn how to do or get better at or improve at, like just finding different hobbies and diving into them also was such a big thing for me last year. And just kind of re-understanding what Ale likes and what Ale likes to do and who I am and what my hobbies are. And I know I just yapped a lot, and oh my God, I'm like literally out of breath and I need more water. But this past year was really a year where I was focusing on myself and what I like and what I don't like and who I am now in this period of life. I'm 23 now. And last year I spent half the year 22 and 23. So it was a lot of just navigating who I am at this new stage in my life. And I'm not a kid anymore. I'm becoming an adult. Literally, my little cousin straight up told me that I was an adult the other day. And obviously, I mean, it's true. I am an adult. But like, I don't know, hearing my 6-year-old little cousin like understand that I'm an adult and I'm not like a little teenager anymore, like when she was first born, and how she's grown up knowing me as, like, her literally calling me an adult made me feel so old. And if anyone's older than me, please don't come at me for saying that it made me feel old. It did make me feel old, okay? Like, it really aged me up, her calling me an adult, because I feel like a child still. But anyways, also just navigating that idea too, that like, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult. I'm a woman with a job, and I have a career, and I have all these things. And it's just like understanding that too, that like, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not in school anymore. And so 2024 was a year of just learning a lot, growing a lot. And I'm really proud of what I've learned and who I've become and who I'm still becoming. And I'm really proud of the person I'm becoming. And that's to explain the hiatus of last year. And I'm just really glad that I took the time to dive into what I love and my passions. And I just want you guys to know we're back. And we're back with She Talks. We're back to just yapping and just talking about whatever we want. And I mean, all these things that I touched on in today's episode, I want to dive in deeper to each one of them and give them its own time to shine, and also just talk about the things that I was navigating through last year and how I'm working through it and how I'm worked through it, or whatever the case may be, and sharing my stories and sharing the good, the bad, the ugly, the embarrassing, everything in between. But I'm just really excited for what's to come. And I'm just really grateful for the year I had last year. And I really want to thank you who were listening, and just those of you who are in my life and who have become a part of my life within this last year, or who have been in my life since the past years, plural. I'm so grateful for all of you and my support system and my community. And just truly thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm just really excited to continue She Talks and make some more episodes, maybe get some people on here to interview. If you want to be on She Talks, literally hit me up. I will gladly take you, and I would love to chit chat and have a little sesh. But thank you so much, you guys. And that's our first episode of the year. That's our fifth birthday. Crazy. Happy birthday, She Talks. This is insane. But I just want to thank you all for listening and for being here. And if no one's told you today, a reminder that who you are as a person and your feelings and your emotions and everything about you, you are valued. What you are feeling is valid. And who you are as a person, you are a beautiful human being. And just remind yourself that you can do this, and you're growing and you're learning, and to give yourself grace and to just smile about the little things and be happy. And just, I mean, it's so easy to say, just be happy. You know what I mean? I can't believe I just said that too. But it's so easy for someone to say, just be happy. But obviously, whatever you're going through right now, reminder that who you are and what you are feeling, it's valid. You are valued. And to just remind yourself to give yourself grace, take it day by day, take it step by step, and to just stop and enjoy the little things around you. But I really want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for listening. I'll stop blabbing and rambling about the same old before I have to cut anything out. Just kidding. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to keep up more with She Talks on Instagram, you can go ahead and follow us at She Talks Podcast with two T's at the end. If you want to keep up with my own personal life on Instagram, you can go ahead and follow me at _AleHurtado. Or if you want to keep up with my personal life on TikTok, I've posted a lot of fun little videos on there too, and also little vlogs about my work life. You can go ahead and follow me too. It's at _AleHurt. But that was this week's episode of She Talks, and I want to thank you all so, so much. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and that was She Talks. I'll talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye.